And gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We've got jammed up lines, and I'll get right to the phones, but I need to go over a few things with you here at the beginning. And then we'll get right to those phones. When you hear somebody hang up, you can jump on if you like at 866-444-3478. We've got rushed up right at the end of that last call, and we were talking about, a lot of you may be thinking, what was that plant again? The caller was talking about hardy orange, and what that is trifoliate orange. There's a particular one that she had that's out there on the market that's got a cool name. It's called Flying Dragon, and it's got real twisted twigs and limbs more so than others. What it is, it's the roots. What that plant is the rootstock of what's food crop oranges are grown on, because it's so tough. It'll grow it just about anywhere in the United States. Hers had a virus. And when you've got a virus or a fungus or a bacteria, any of those three, on a plant that's that tough, that means it's in stress and it's probably too deep in the ground. So getting the flare exposed, whether it's a fruit tree or a shade tree or a Japanese maple or whatever it is, I think that the fruit trees tend to be too deep in the ground, worse than any of the trees that you buy. And the reason is that they come from the growers that way, too deep in the containers, and then they get planted a little too deeply, or they settle or whatever, and then the stress sets in, and then the disease, and in this case, a very serious disease, a virus. Again, the sick tree treatment, not just hydrogen peroxide, is the answer for any of the diseases, any of the big major pathogen problems or parasite problems that you have on your trees, on any woody plant. It's the answer almost 100% of the time, including this hardy orange that was being talked about. Now, a couple of other things. You can find information about all this natural organic business on our website. It's dirtdoctor.com, and it's DIRTDOCTOR. Go to that, click on the red button at the top. It takes you to my books, my class, online class, the art that I do, the natural organic art, that's all for helping raise money for TORC right there. You can join the Organic Club of America and get a bunch of benefits and your questions answered quicker and all that kind of thing. Check on that right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You can sign up for the newsletter free. The newsletter goes out weekly, and it's free. You don't have to pay a dime for it, and I'm going to be sending out photographs and information about the new art studio that Bo and Logan completely remodeled for us last week. But be showing that and sending that out to all the people that are getting the newsletter. So just sign up right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. If you're interested in finding the products that I talk about, and you're in a town that just sells a bunch of chemicals and synthetic fertilizers and everything, there's a couple of tips for you. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and go to products, the product button at the top of the page has a little pull down under it, and under it you'll find Dirt Doctor Destinations. And if you're interested in a Dirt Doctor Destination, in other words, a retail store that has all the stuff that I talk about, for example, you go down there and you live in Richardson, you'll see in Richardson, Bruce Miller Nursery, one of our sponsors, is there in a Dirt Doctor destination. But wherever you are, you can see where one is. If there are none there and you've got a retail store that's interested, they can contact us. You can tell them to contact us, and we can tell them how all that works. In the meantime, you can go to the button that says find a store or service or product, and it covers places across the United States that have at least some exposure, some representation of organic products. So anyway, that tells you how you can get. And I've got a few other things that I need to talk about, but we need to catch up on phone calls first. Tom, Colorado County, Texas, next up. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Had some irrigation systems put in, and I have extremely sandy loam soil about 5 feet before it starts hitting the clay. And they used a sod cutter to remove the soil, dig the trenches. I had them hand dig everything and not use a trencher because I have a lot of mature trees.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting the grass back, and a lot of it fell apart. Some got back in. But I'd like to know what would be the best type of, I use the word topsoil, but anything organic, I might buy a cubic yard or two to kind of dress out that soil to help it hold moisture, to protect the roots from the sun, et cetera. So I wanted to find out your opinion on what you think might be the best option to go to help get that grass restabilized.
Well, rather than bring in new soil, the thing to do, Tom, is to make that soil that you have more healthy. Because if you just top dress with something different or put a little bit in, it's not really going to make a big difference. What will make a big difference is to build the biological activity of the soil, build the life in the soil. And what you do that with is organic amendments. Shredded. How many acres are we talking about here?
This is just, I have 100 acres, but this is just around the house.
Okay, this is a small area. Okay, what we want to do is we want to use a compost, a finished compost, or a fine-textured shredded tree trimmings broadcast on the whole area along with one of the organic fertilizers, something like a good-natured or a Medina or the Espoma, one of those, and we want to put out some lava sand. And the best lava sand by far on the market right now is called Cinderite. Because it has such a high level of paramagnetism. The second best way to go is just any lava sand you can get your hands on. And you broadcast it at a much higher rate than the fertilizers. The fertilizers will go out at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The rock minerals like azomite and lava sand and granite sand and stuff like that, they go out anywhere from 40 to 80 to 100 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And so what you're doing there is you're building the organic amendment side of your existing soil. We're making your existing soil function better. And that's going to be a much more cost-effective way for you to go and work better.
Okay, I also buy in 50-pound bags granulated molasses.
Okay.
That I use annually to dress to get the microbes going. And I have thousands of earthworms that are working that soil because you can see the little holes they make or the soil they push back up to the top. But I've marked down everything you said, and I'm going to get that all going early tomorrow morning because I think we're supposed to have rain on Tuesday.
That'd be good. That'd be good. It is in the forecast a little bit. Well, that's another reason. What you're saying there is another reason for you to not bring any new soil in to put on top of what you're already got moving in the right direction.
Okay, fair enough. And I appreciate your time. You have a great weekend and happy 4th of July.
Well, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, the 4th was yesterday. I made a comment that I thought TV companies that I always listen to. I listen to everybody. I listen to, drives my wife crazy because I listen to all the news on all the channels. But usually CNN is not among my favorites. And I thought that they did a better job of covering the 4th of July festivities yesterday than the Fox News people did, and commented about it kind of strongly on Twitter. But I really enjoyed the way CNN covered all the fireworks and all that, and it was great. One of the tremendous things that Fox did that I haven't seen yet, we paused it and we forgot to record it, and I haven't seen them. I have to figure out some way to see it. But they did a kind of a moving museum of all the aircraft, I think starting in World War One, going all the way through today. It had flyovers at the White House, and I saw some of it enough to know I want to get back and see it. But it was interesting. Who did best? They did best there, and then CNN did a much better job of covering the fireworks thing later on. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I will be back with you right after this.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps their sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich five-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarnes.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring, or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the Sick Tray treatment, and to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you, and let's get caught up on some calls. People have been having to hold a little too long here. Jerry in Richardson, Texas, what's up?
Yeah, Howard, thanks for taking my call. Howard, I have a persimmon, a Tamapan persimmon tree. It's been in the ground about 10 years, and it's got two trunks. And okay. It may have had that when I bought it, but I never noticed it. And the trunks are as tall as the tree. I mean, one trunk has all the fruit on it, okay? Mm-hmm. Lots of fruit. And the other one is just shoot straight up, maybe 10, 15 feet tall. It has nothing on it, no fruit, nothing, but it's leafed out. So I'm thinking I need to get rid of one of those trunks. So what do you think?
Guess which one you need to get rid of.
Oh, boy, don't tell me.
Well, the one that doesn't have any fruit on it probably never will. It's probably coming off the root system, and yeah. That's why it's been so dramatic in its growth, I would imagine. Are they real close together at the base, the two trunks?
Yeah, they're right at the base. They're just almost like you've grafted it, but I don't think it was.
Well, I bet you it's coming off the roots. I'd cut it off completely. I would, even if you have the flare exposed dramatically enough, which you probably don't, most people don't. But take the soil away so you can see where it is and make a real careful cut, making sure you don't injure the main stem that's producing. Cut it away. It's just in general, even with shade trees, I don't recommend that because you end up with a real tight V joint down there at the base, and debris builds up and rot can get started and all kinds of weakness can happen. So it's best to have a single trunk from a whole bunch of different standpoints, and especially if the one that's going to be left is the producing one.
Right, yeah. When would be the best time to do that, like now or wait till fall when the leaves are gone and fruit's gone?
Well, if it were my tree, I'd do it this afternoon.
Okay, get on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't let any more energy go into that stem, and it won't hurt it at all. When you're doing it during the growing season, it's probably a good idea to splash a little hydrogen peroxide on it when you make the cut, and if you want to do the ultimate thing, make up the tree trunk goop, and the formula's on my website under guides there on the homepage, and slap that on there and then let it just kind of go away from irrigation and rain, and your little persimmon should be fine. In fact, it'll probably enjoy what you're going to do here.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Yeah.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you later. Yeah, persimmon trees or any kind of fruit tree, it's best to get that information dramatically, get that base dramatically exposed. Let's see. By the way, Sharon called in from Iowa earlier in the show. We were talking about toenail fungus, and she said she'd had luck with Vicks Vapor Rub on her toenails instead of what we were talking about, soaking your feet in a slurry of warm cornmeal and water. And if people think, what the world is he talking about? Just go to my website and go to toenail fungus, and you'll see all kind of reports and stories about how people have cured their toenail fungus and other fungal issues, skin problems and all kinds of things, problems on their livestock and pets and everything else with cornmeal. Vicks Vapor Rub just smells too bad for me to use it. Plus, it is a petroleum-based product, and some people don't like to do that. But if it works, I've got no real issue with giving that a shot. Let's see what Josh is up to in Jacksboro, Texas. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Natural.
What's up?
I'm taking care of my grandmother's place. She's got 20 acres.
Okay.
And I want to get rid of, there's a lot of brush and briar under some of the trees.
Uh-huh.
And then I think it's pin oaks, but there's like a lot of, it looks like poison oak growing under and around the bottoms of it.
Uh-huh.
What I could do to kill it out, you know, I don't want to hurt the trees at all, but get rid of some of the underbrush and so forth.
Well, I just wrote about that in my Dallas Morning News column, Josh. Poison ivy, you got to handle it carefully or you're going to end up with a rash. And for some people, it's really dangerous.
It's pretty tough on me when I do get it.
Yep. Well, my column will tell you what's the best recommendations if you do get the rash and everything. To be honest with you, there is no spray, chemical, toxic chemical or organic, either one, that'll kill poison ivy effectively when it's in its woody, you know, stages like you probably have it growing there, you know. So
yes, sir.
The only thing you can do is to physically remove it. And if you're really sensitive to it, hiring somebody to come in and physically remove it for you would be worth the money. And then once you get it, you know, the main stems and the main mature parts, you know, the adult vines removed, when it starts regrowing, which it will do, and it's a little tender foliage coming up out of the ground, you can spot spray it then with the vinegar, 20% vinegar, or the Pure Grow, or one of the fatty acid products, or one of the organic herbicides, and keep it knocked back and finally kill it out. What you also don't want to do is mow it with a bush hog so it's splattering sap and the pieces of the poison ivy out all over the place, because you're going to get a bad case of it by doing that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But that's the way I'd go.
Okay. I greatly appreciate it, sir.
Appreciate the call. Good luck. I'm sorry you got that to deal with, because it's a tough weed. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green, that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems, and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back when somebody called in and wanted to know what veggies could be planted now in the in July in Texas, there are some. You can do a whole another round of bush beans. You can still get a planting of squash and zucchini, those kind of things going. Okra loves the hot weather, and some of the okra is just getting going in my garden. And there are some other things, but those are the ones that would be top of the list. If you have a garden center that has nice transplants, it's a good time to get tomatoes out for a fall garden, and they can be done. They need a little shade. They need a little protection, either some shade cloth above or at least on the west, mostly the west side of the plants. What I've done in the past is I've used some bamboo or I've cut that still has foliage on it, or just a limb cut out of a tree, and you stick the cut limb in on the west, south, and west sides of a plant that you need to give some, at least some temporary shade until it starts to grow and hardens off like a tomato for the fall would be. And what happens when you do a cutting, a big cutting like that that has foliage on it, the foliage slowly, you know, wilts and goes away, and the little transplant reacclimates to the full sun. On the other hand, one of the things that Bob Webster and I talk about from time to time is we see more and more evidence that using shade cloth over some of the even the plants that love full sun, it actually helps a little bit by just taking some of the intensity off in the late afternoon or from midday to, you know, later afternoon when it's the hottest time of the day, putting a little shade cloth up and giving some shade to whatever crop you're growing may be a good thing for us to do more so than we used to do, even with tomatoes. So might give that a shot. And if you come up with some interesting techniques to give some partial shade to new young transplants that goes away quickly, let us know. One of the things you could use would be some poles and floating row cover. Floating row cover would still let a very high level of light in, but would take the burning intensity off of the sunlight to a great degree. Here's Dan in Keller, Texas. Hey, Dan.
Good morning, Howard. Very much enjoy the show, but I've got an unusual problem for you.
Okay, let's have it.
I've been gardening for 40 years. My wife had a medical issue that rendered the right side of her body a little bit less than functional. She's taken up gardening for the first time in her life, so I built her a couple of container boxes. We went out to our nearby Lowe's and picked up 32 bags of what were labeled as topsoil. I don't know what's in that topsoil, but it's the best herbicide I've ever found. We started the garden in April, and everything we planted died. Some seeds didn't come up, and the boxes are so sterile they won't even grow weeds.
Yeah, I don't like buying dirt or soil or topsoil or any of those kind of things. I like using the existing soil and just making it better with compost, organic fertilizers, rock minerals, and sugars, you know, like we talk about all the time. All you can do now, Dan, is try to remove some of that stuff and go to my website and look up the soil detox program. It's basically the same things that we use for bed preparation with a little bit added. Orange oil is added to it. And fine textured humate or an activated charcoal added to it will lock up whatever is a problem in there. It may just be low fertility, and so adding the organic fertilizers might solve the problem. But go ahead and do the whole soil detox with the orange oil and the humate or activated carbon, and I think you'll see dramatic turnaround.
Well, I don't think it's going to be the lack of nutrition. And I'll give you another example. 2 weeks ago when we got so much rain, or a little more than that now, whatever it was, water obviously rained down through the garden boxes. I had laid down some plastic to keep weeds from coming up from underneath. Mm-hmm. Water drained out of the bottoms of the boxes, and wherever it drained onto our lawn, it also killed the grass.
Well, that's almost a sure indication that the product has been contaminated with clopyrrolid or picloram, which are broadleaf herbicides. And when they're sprayed on grass and cows graze on that stuff and it ends up being in the compost, it doesn't break down. Very recalcitrant chemicals. So the soil detox thing is definitely in order.
Well, I'll have to detox around. Unfortunately, I do have the plastic under them, so getting the dirt up won't be a significant problem. Curing the damaged area of the lawn will be, but we can deal with that. Now I got to go back and start over. My wife's convinced she's got whatever the opposite of a green thumb is now.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's just something we have to deal with when we buy certain products out there. It's really a serious buyer beware issue.
All right. Is all that information on your website?
Yeah, the Soil Detox has its own entry in the library. You know, you just go to the search window and type in Soil Detox. It'll pop right up for you.
Very good. Well, you and I are friends. We go way back. We've met. We've shared the stage together. You just don't remember me or don't recognize my voice, but that's good.
Well, send me a note about who you are, and let's get reacquainted.
Well, we never lost acquaintanceship. You and I used to swap radio shows once in a while.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Well, I appreciate you checking in with me.
Very good. I appreciate the advice. Very, very sound information. And thanks for the info you got on the website.
Okay, Dan. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Somebody called in. Let's see who it was. John in San Angelo called and said that the guy in Jacksboro that called needs some goats. The goats will take care of the poison ivy. And, John, you're absolutely right. I should have mentioned that myself. In fact, we've got that on the website, I'm sure. The only rub there, and it's a pretty good one, is that some of my rancher buddies and other callers that have called the show about this subject in the past have indicated that some varieties of goats, some breeds of goats, will eat poison ivy and take it out and do a great job for you, and others won't. Which ones work and which ones don't, I don't know. I need to make a note to look into that a little bit more. And some of you that know about that, by all means, let us know, and we'll pass the information on. But the goats that will eat poison ivy will take it out for you. There is no doubt about that. Here's Sarah in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Well, I was calling because I have a maple tree that was planted about a year ago on the western side of my house. It's a bloodgood maple, and I've got several other in the yard as well as along the western side. And this spring, somebody walked by and snipped some branches off of my maple, and it now the leaves have turned the reddish shade that they turn in the fall, but they have green spots on them. And I don't know if they introduced a disease to my plant or if it's just that it's getting too much sun and it's, you know, changed colors to protect itself and the green is just what's remaining of the leaves.
Well, you're talking about a Japanese maple bloodgood?
Yes.
Okay. That's, you know, one of the red ones that a lot of people use. What trimmed it probably was squirrels. I've had squirrels just absolutely completely pruning my big green Japanese maples in the front yard. They've taken almost half of the canopy out of one of the trees, and it's a tree that's exposed well and all that kind of thing, and the foliage is, you know, perfectly healthy, and they're not eating the twigs that they cut off. They're just simply cutting it off like they're having fun doing it. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Could that be what happened to yours?
We definitely have squirrels. It's just this one tree they seem to have done and just one time. But, I mean, it very well could be because I can't imagine anyone going on a walk with garden shears or scissors, you know, and just deciding to randomly trim a maple. But,
No, that's probably what it is. And they make a nice smooth cut that's usually at an angle. And, it's weird. They're just, and it's young squirrels. And I think that's, that we're doing mine. I think that's why. I think they were just having fun with it. The spotting on it is probably just a reaction to it being in the sun and changing the conditions and having some of the foliage cut away and having kind of a new exposure. Just to be safe, you could do a version, do some of the elements of the sick tree treatment. Just make sure the flare is nice and dramatically exposed, and your little tree will be fine.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, the flare is exposed, and I'm a lazy gardener, so I like to buy your stuff pre-made. So I'll just go ahead and pour some on there.
Well, the Garrett juice is just one part of the sick tree treatment. Just do some rock mineral, some lava sand, and azomite, and some of the other things too, just to be on the safe side. Those aren't real expensive products, and you've got a valuable little tree there. So give it pretty much the main points of the sick tree treatment.
Okay, I will do. Thanks so much, Howard. Have a good one.
I appreciate the call. Talk to you later. Let's see what Linda's up to in DeSoto, Texas. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Howard. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I've got a problem with chinch bugs. Every time I go outside, I've got St. Augustine grass. in my backyard. Whenever I go outside, they seem like they're just attracted to my legs and my feet.
Really?
And then, of course, they crawl up. So I don't know what to do. I read in an article that chinch bugs love, their favorite grass is St. Augustine. Do you know if that's true?
I think it probably is. They'll attack any grass, but in St. Augustine grass is probably where you'll find them the most. But I'm a little curious. What kind of fertilizer program are you using currently?
Well, that's another problem. I have not fertilized for a while, and okay. I also found some grass burrs. So I know grass burrs, you can't kill them. You have to literally pull them out. So that's what I have been doing also. Would nematodes get rid of the chinch bugs?
Nematodes will help. I would spray the product called Pure Grow Bug Stop.
Okay.
But the main thing we need to do is get your grass healthier.
Right.
Chinch bugs attack stressed grass. So
okay.
Get an organic fertilizer like a Spoma or a Good Natured or a Medina, one of those. Put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet and do it right now. Get some lava sand and broadcast the lava sand out all over the turf area. Water a little bit deeper and heavier each time you water. Then go as long as you can, you know, between waterings, and your grass will come right around. Put you on hold if you got anything else.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? Pure Grow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for Pure Grow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Do you need hand sanitizer? Real-Time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-Time Hand Sanitizer plus Skin Conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits, even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-Time Hand Sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard Buckley. Is she still there, Mary Rose? I don't have her on my screen here. Okay. Had another question. Okay, well, that allows me to get done what I need to do here. Send me an email if you had another question. I'd be glad to help. A lot of ways for you to get more information on this natural organic approach that we talk about. For those of you, especially that are new listeners, it all starts with the website. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. As you hear, when you hear some of the recordings that we do, there, I think you can still go Howard the route of howardgarrett.com, too, takes you to the same place. But on the website of dirtdoctor.com, and by the way, it's spelled out, it's D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. Up at the top of the page, you'll see connections to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of thing, and you there's some information in all those for you. We're doing more and more. Maggie Dwyer is helping us communicate more there, and she's doing a lot of real fun things that go on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram all at once, and a lot of you are commenting and seeing all that, and we appreciate it. Check it out if you haven't already. Also, a button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com is a green button that says TORC, T-O-R-C. Now, what that is the nonprofit. Texas Organic Research Center.org has its own website, and that button takes you over there. Its mission is a nonprofit, and it is a legit 501c3. is to gather and present the white papers, the data, the research on the things that we recommend and the things that we don't recommend. In other words, back up on all the stuff. You'll find a whole lot of information there, for example, about the herbicides. And Roundup is the leader of that pack. Not that others are, you know, not a problem. They are a problem. The things like 2,4-D and dicamba and all of the toxic chemical herbicides are bad. And there's a lot of different reasons. One of them is those of you, I know a lot of the listeners out there have pets. And one of the most common causes of cancer in pets are the herbicides that are used on residential property. Dr. Dan Kirby down in San Antonio, our good friend down there, who does a show and Bob shares with him on Sundays, he talks about that. He talks about the fact that when somebody comes into his clinic with a dog or a cat with cancer, the first thing he asks them, are you using any chemical herbicides? And the answer is remarkably high, yes, when the people are having their pets have cancer. So anyway, that's what that website's all about, to help you understand it, because the apologists for the chemical products and the pushers of the chemical products and the universities that are in on it, unfortunately, they're going to tell you that there's nothing that exists like that to back up what we recommend and to prove what's bad. And it's all there under dirtdoctor.com. There is a huge amount of information about Roundup, the dangers of Roundup. And the thing that it does that fools people is that it causes gut problems. It causes your gut life, the life in your gut, to get all fouled up, and that wrecks your immune system, and that leads to all the other things. The lawsuits that you're hearing about on radio and television, and there's bunches of them, lots and lots of them that still are coming up. You know, that cancer is a serious thing, obviously, but there are other things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and problems with, you know, kids, the immune system problems and all are directly related to Roundup, and you can see all of it in the research that's on our website. The other things, you can join the Organic Club of America online. It costs a little bit, but it's got some benefits. The newsletter, and like I said, we've got information and photographs coming out about the new art studio that Bo and Logan helped with on the next one of those that goes out. All you do is just sign up right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. To join, you do that right on the homepage, and to get other information, just in general, type in what you're looking for into the search window of dirtdoctor.com, and it'll take you to the library where you can get all that information. Let's see, what else I need to tell you? The finding the stores, finding the Dirt Doctor destinations, all that, like I was telling you earlier, just click on products at the top of the page. The little drop-down menu will take you, so you can go to an individual store or a town, and it'll tell you what stores in that town are Dirt Doctor destinations. What that means is they have all the products that I recommend, and you can use labeled products for everything I talk about, or you can do some homemade stuff as well, and we explain how to do all that for you on dirtdoctor.com. Go to guides, all capital letters, G-U-I-D-E-S, and all my formulas and basic programs are right there on that homepage of dirtdoctor.com. I've enjoyed being with you at this end of the 4th of July weekend, and appreciate you taking time to be with us and give us a call today. If you've got a question during the week, just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. If you're a member of the Organic Club of America, I'll get to you a lot quicker. We just have a lot. See you next week, and enjoy those healthy gardens in the meantime.